Yeah, by the time I was 16, I had access to good enough libraries that I could search out this kind of thing. The union allowed me to use its stacks when I was a high school student. And so I was, I could go for chemical abstracts, on art class. I don't know if I'm fine. Yeah, probably actually, certainly chemical abstracts. Search out what I need to know and get most of the literature. You know, literature is 1% of what it is today. And, it's just fresh eight papers where the work was done in Belgium and that stuff they couldn't get out from behind the German lines till after the war.
Who pointed you to things like chemical abstracts? Did someone do that or was...
I don't know. I think I just went to the library and it would have been the librarian if I wanted to look something up. No, I was, I got interested in steroid chemistry. This is why I was in high school, so. There is coincidence that I got onto Russell Marker's papers.
Oh, really?
About 1940, 41. Read them from beginning to end. What's amusing is some years later I met up with Paul Zarassi, and of course, Syntex was founded on Marker's work.
Right. Right.
And Carl was astounded that I knew all about that work.
It's fascinating. Yeah, there were some interesting papers that he wrote. Very interesting.
Did you ever meet him?
No. We have an interview with him, but I didn't do it.
Okay. I've met him once in some celebration. Carl was a great man at this, of course. And, you know, it's kind of a weird career.
Yes. Yes.
So libraries were my most important resource. I did have some of this laboratory work. It was focused on thyroid chemistry. Spring of 41, after I finished high school, before going on to college, I had a chance for 6 months to work in a region-literate research laboratory. And that would be the predecessor of the Westinghouse Science Prizes. Instead, they offered a research experience instead of the prize probably was a much better idea. I had a lab that IBM offered some space for and documented. They did a film on it 4 or 5 years ago. It was quite a few people. I keep running into them all the time. Charles Yanofsky was in that lab. Barry Blumberg was in that lab. So we all remember it very distinctly. And I continued working on this stuff.
Self-directed?
Pretty much. I'd hoped to have some guidance. I was part of what was being offered, but they didn't have anybody who knew anything about what I wanted to do, so they didn't have anything.
High school, just slipping back to high school for a moment, teachers again let you pretty much on your own. Were you in a structured curriculum, or could you?
No, that was more structured, but it was more advanced, so I didn't feel quite so bored, although most of the science subjects, I pretty much knew the material before the course started. If not, it's pretty easy to catch up. But to know something, there are different grades of it, so there was a certain amount of drill and knowing it inside out, which I think classes did help. I didn't feel so bored at that stage, and ultimately tears were over with. As an educational experience, high school was much more important to me than any of the social science and the humanistic subjects. And I remember a civics course that was absolutely superb. I remember it was a pretty advanced course in political science and economics, rational policy making, and so on. I forgot the name of the teacher, but I had very powerful recollections of it.
Any other teachers that played a special role or influence? You seem to have fond recollections of some of your grade school teachers, I'm worried.
Yeah, no, in high school, well, I got to know the biology teachers, and I've known them ever since. I've kept some contact with them. They were professional teachers. They did teaching well. They knew their limitations. They were they didn't have the personal rapport with me that grade school. It wasn't quite that level of affection upon them. In fact, there were men, not women. make some difference in that regard. So nurture is a little too strong a word. There were positive influences in many places about it, and moved in the direction of, you know, the limitations in the world. So this work itself could find it as the depth of the earth and intensity was involved in the search. So I have positive reactions to them, but I'm not willing over the enthusiasm. I have great respect for what they've done.
You think they were intimidated at all by you?
No. I think less in a way than my grade school teachers were. It was a less singular phenomenon to have a high school student reading college level material than that, a sixth grader doing that. So, no, I don't remember anything that might be called that. I was close to freshman year. I just think they just took to the more normal part of their job to deal with a lot of bright kids and provide some channeling and discipline and go about their business. So there was some professional pride in the way they developed it. I don't recall anything like personal meetings.
The 6 weeks that you. 6 months to be with, you know, before you could enter Columbia. Was there anything, you said there was a unique way of doing things. Were there any special experiences during that time, or did you said you just continued on with your...
Well, I was able to do it more or less full time. And at least part of the semester, I think I worked during the summer. My family was, at least not very affluent, and things must have been getting a little bit better though. People enabled me, you know, to do that when the first time working. Although I did work that summer. Just the fact that it was the enjoyment of being able to concentrate on one subject, and then the other kids there, that was certainly quite exciting to talk things over with them. So.
Why did you select Columbia instead of, let's say, CCNY, which at that time was also...
Well, I was headed for CCNY, but I knew a little bit about scientific eminence, and it was somewhat out of date, but I still associate Columbia with, if not with Morgan, at least with Eugene Wilson. I had Wilson's book itself. I have my copy of it. I've been reading that during my last year in high school and so on. And I was eager to go there. There were a couple of other possibilities. Psychology was the core of it. I probably didn't know that the guidelines since. Certainly no longer there, but it was the preeminent school in biology. I knew that unless I had special financial assistance, I'd have to go somewhere that could be. That wasn't forthcoming. I did apply to Cornell. The botanist there in Leslie Sharp was in psychology. I knew their textbooks, but I failed to get a scholarship that might have allowed it. Wilson Williams was on that committee, which I discovered a little later on. And I teased him a little bit about having turned it down, but it was probably a good thing for me. Cornell was quite discriminatory. A farm boy could get to Cornell and do the program I had in mind. I couldn't. But, matter of fact, Norman Kretschmer made it. He was a classmate of mine, subsequently head of the pediatrics department at Stanford, and had been with him for my night. So, a very small sprinkling of New York City students made it. That was the only thing resembling a state university we had in New York in those days. So we had City College, crowded, great geographic facility. A lot of brilliant people went there because there was no alternative. But I did regard it as last resort, and I was happy I finally did get a tuition scholarship at Columbia. Maybe go there. Luckiest thing that ever happened to me.
You mentioned earlier you had been following events in Europe. I know that CCNY was I was just wondering how you're
I have
what you were thinking politically.
No, I have some eight contemporaries who are very keen on it, and anti-fascism and so on. I was very skeptical in the very beginning. I just saw one totalitarian. I didn't see that much difference in one form of totalitarian regime versus another, and I wasn't going to buy that for 1 minute. And my politics hasn't changed much in all that time. I thought that the war in Spain was a test of what democracy would be able to do. I thought it was a disgrace that the West did nothing. Those dimensions, but as far as taking sides with the Soviets for fomenting revolution or whatever, I had no trust in that. And family ideology was along with that as well. My view was it had its faults, but America was the best place in the world anybody could be. It was not regulation, it was undermined, and I saw it as liberty for people to accomplish, and that there were things that needed to be reformed, and
let's do that.
So I was rather at odds with some of the kids who most of the scientific colleagues I had were sort of more on my side, and went to one of the social sciences, and you know, all that was.
One of the things that I had meant to ask you earlier and didn't, and that was the...
But I'm making one more point. I mean, the thing that completely sold it was the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. That was really the touchstone of where you stood on these matters. I couldn't sympathize with those who would have had some pro-Soviet, because anti-fascist leanings up to that time, but when I saw drove after drove of the kids that I knew who then suddenly switched, after the pact, I mean, nothing but contempt for them.
The Depression, you were only a few years old when it started, but wondering what...
when you kind of... I was born in 1925. That's a generational milestone. I don't have distinct recollections, but I think we were like the parson in a small town that, while our cash income was very limited, that quite literally the butcher and the baker would help out. And I do also remember being guarding the telephone to make sure that if there were special calls for religious officiation, that we wouldn't miss any opportunity, a wedding or an unveiling or something of that sort. I have some notes there. I've got hold of the minutes of the synagogue that my father was the rabbi at, and during that period, that's my most objective information on this. No money can't pay rabbi. It was in the minutes. So it was a $5 fee or a $15 fee for officiating the wedding, which kept us going. So we were never totally destitute, and we never very well off either, so it was that level throughout that period.
Did they provide housing for your father, or did he have to?
There must have been some deal, I don't know what it was. We were living in what I can see now is a pretty comfortable apartment, and it was incommensurate with the cash income, so there must have been some special arrangements, but not good family. I had to share a room with my brother most of the time. Eventually, got a room of my own, but in fact, I didn't have to share it with my parents. So we were not at the very bottom of it.
And you were living where? I've forgotten. Washington Heights. Okay. What? How would you classify Washington Heights at that time?
It was just on the northern border of Harlem. The public school I attended was right on the border, and a lot of black kids in the same school. No great racial discrimination there. The kids were doing pretty well. They weren't the top of the class, but they were good students. Nothing stratification that we have today, and a minimum of racial strife. My problem was not the black kids, but the Irish kids.
Mm.
And there were a number of those, and the priest talking about Christ killers and so on. They were constantly by straight off. There were allowed zones of traffic. It's okay, go from home, school, all that the five had, you can go let alone. Stay one block from that, and that was invading territory, and there were little pockets of Irish Catholics, and mostly Jewish community actually at that time, and you'd get beaten up if you went across the line. Now, nobody ever pulled a knife or a gun. I mean, so there's differences in that regard.
Were you, as you were growing up, were you aware of anti-Semitism? Or
you were pretty abstract for me. I saw this event, but you could argue that there were ethnic groups fighting one another all the time. I would hear a lot about the difficulties that other people had in getting jobs and so on, but there was some substance to them. I personally experienced very little of that, and I think there may have been a considerable interval during which, if you super excelled, you could make it in almost any sphere, but that other things being equal, that non-Jew would be preferred over Jew. So, you know, it was a Super Bowl handicap or anything. I didn't realize how much of an issue it was in the world around me. I mean, the way I was somewhat naive and protected. The most vivid example I know of that was, I knew it was an issue in college admission, but I got into college. I knew it was an issue in medical school admission. I got into medical school. I hear complaints from others that they have been left out because they're Jewish, and they're probably true. So there was the external evidence, but my own experience was much more protected. When I was offered a job at Wisconsin, and this is 47 now, I had no idea. I mean, got this later documentation, and one of the professors told me what a storm it caused the first time. One of the first Jews to be appointed in the College of Agriculture. And there was a lot of resentment about that, but I was supported by it.
Is he here?
They apparently worked out at the time that people in my department worked very hard and were quite curious. At this kind of criterion, there were other elements in the school that had made a fuss, but it was all dealt with before I got there. And while I suppose in retrospect, I might have said that we were at a social level, not as welcome in some places as I might have expected. I didn't have any standards to judge on that. I personally dealt with what I had in England. So these storms could be going around my head and I wouldn't even know about it. So was I blinding myself to it? But Professor Brake did send me, he was the chairman of the department at the time, and some years later, just before he died, he did share that with me. He even had gratitude in other parts of the country.
Well, I know Jerome Carlos told me he desperately wanted, he came out of CCNY, and he wanted to get to medical school, and he couldn't.
Yep.
I think he went to Harvard and did a master's degree in biology, hoping that would enhance his getting in. And that.
Well, Hornberg did a medical experience in Rochester, Whipple, deified from internal medicine, so no, he's not going to get chief residency because he's Jewish. So he managed to make it, but there were certainly issues all the time. At the university level, World War II made an enormous difference, and the U-12 program, the ASCP, and those who administered in ways that were based on examination scores only, for the no latitude for the discrimination, and the fact that did start opening up at that time. So if I'd been 5 years younger, I think I might have been hit much harder.
Well, I know our time is
okay.
Thanks.